Buckets Radio 104.1 FM, your voice in Gloucester, and we're down at the blockade down here in Jack's Road, the blockade against AGL. They're trying to put pilot wells in down here on one of the dairy farms. And this morning I have Mr. Scott McDonald, member of the Legislative Council, here with us this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Scott, you've been down and visited the blockade here and you've spoken to a few people there. What's your opinion of what's going on here today?
Well, look, I was pleased to hear about it on the radio as I was driving down from my home in Gyra on my way to Sydney. So I thought, look, I'd better drop in. I'm on the Upper House Inquiry looking into coal seam gas. We were at the hearings in Taree a few weeks ago, and there was a lot of people there from Gloucester talking about this area. So it was good for my information to try and understand a little bit better. Look, as the Minister said on the radio this morning, the Minister's Chris Archer, at this stage it's a matter between AGL and the landholders and the community around here. That there's no overriding need for the government right at the moment to step in and dictate what should or shouldn't happen. Hopefully, it would be our hope, I would think, from the government's perspective, that they can resolve it between the AGL and the community and that landholder. But look, it was interesting to talk to a couple of people on the blockade. They've got some quite legitimate concerns about health aspects to it and what chemicals may or may not be used. They've got very similar issues wherever I go with coal seam gas, and that is particularly around the impacts on the aquifers and the water. One of the features of Gloucester that's probably a bit different to what I've seen out west is it's a lot more of a compact sort of landscape, if you like, and the footprint is across a lot tighter footprint. So I think that does have a bit of a bearing on the plans for coal mining and coal seam gas. So I think that would be some of the things that the government will have to take into account. And I am surprised at how close it is to some fairly new estates here, and some people made some good points about whether the buyers of these estates had all the relevant information. So look, they're things that are I will take into consideration as a member of the Upper House Inquiry.
Are you aware of the geological situation in Gloucester, the Gloucester Valley? It's a fairly special type of geological situation we have here.
Look, I by no means would I pretend to be an expert on the geology or any of the soil conditions. Say I come from further up the hill up there in Gyra, and as I said, every site is different, and we've been out to places like Chinchilla, Narrabri, and we're going down to Mittagong Friday, so everywhere is different. But so the salinity or the water content of features would be different, I would imagine, to most other places in this particular area.
Yeah, it's pretty specialised for you. We apparently have some of the most pure water in Australia as well, coming down from the Barrington Tops.
Right.
It goes down to, basically to, supply Newcastle and Taree and many of the other coastal towns, and the country towns in between also rely on that water. That brings me to a problem, and my last question for the interview, is that there's mention that if they were to do damage to aquifers and contaminate aquifers, that they could repair them.
Yeah, this
are
is
you
called...
aware of any aquifers that have been repaired and successfully repaired?
Well, this is what they call make good, and this was being canvassed, I think, particularly in the Senate inquiry into the Murray-Darling Basin that's just wound up. And that question was asked. It can really probably only be asked of what's happened in Queensland. There's no operations that in New South Wales that you can study to make a comment. Now, the only operational coal seam gas is in Camden. There hasn't been any environmental problems there. So, it was particularly raised in the Queensland context. And from what I understand, and if someone can tell me any different, there has not been a well breakdown where that issue has arisen. But if anybody can tell me to the contrary, I'd be very happy to look at it and build that into my knowledge. But at this stage, I'm not aware of anything historical. How that could be done in the future, I guess, is really what you're asking, is if that does come about, how do you make good on a well that could be hundreds of metres deep, where there is really, there's probably no prospect of repair if there's some sort of breakdown there. So Again, I can only say that if the government thought there was any risk of that, then it'd be, I would think, unlikely that they'd be permission to drill, because making good is hundreds of metres deep is probably fantasy land stuff.
Yeah, I think most of the people in the community here tend to agree with that sort of thing. Look, Scott, thank you very much.
Yep,
we've just had
pleasure.
Scott McDonald, a member of the Legislative Council here. He's been down visiting the community blockade against AGL's gas project down here in Gloucester. It's currently in the Land and Environment Court, and we're waiting for the court to come back with some sort of indication as to whether they can proceed. But while they're doing that, AGL's trying to actually get in and continue with pilot drilling, etc. So thank you very much, Scott McDonald.
Thank you. Yeah, pleasure.